Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here, and Pam and Ricky are here with me as well. And we're going to have some fun here on a Friday to get you ready for the weekend. So Disney's running this ad campaign that shows little snippets of things happening at particular times at the Disney parks. And so today, we're going to go back to one of our more famous shows from probably about 5 years ago. And it's happening right now at the Disney park. So we're going to do a visualization exercise and just talk about things that are happening right now at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, and even on the Disney Cruise Line ships. So just visualize these activities that are some of the best things and why we go to the Disney destinations, and then come by the clubhouse or give us a call on Sunday night. And let's keep this exercise going right along with your input as well. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Adventures by Disney vacation for no additional cost to you. Check out all the details right now over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. That one extra click supports everything we do throughout the year. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you so very much to our Patreon supporters. You guys make all these shows possible. So again, thanks so much for that. You can support us just $5 a month, and you'll get our bonus show. It's called Mike in the Midwest. So coming over this week, patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2473 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Yes. Tell that to somebody on your way into work today. Happy Friday. It just sounds good. Happy Friday. We made it to another weekend here in mid-April. Hopefully the weather is great for you. We had awesome weather all week, and then this weekend, highs in the 50s. What's going on? We had like 90-degree weather all work week, and now it's going to cool off for the weekend. But you know what? Who cares? It's the weekend. We're going to have a good time, and we're getting there by talking some Disney. And today, again, like I said on Wednesday, we're bringing back one of our more popular shows from years back, and it ties into a marketing campaign that Disney's doing right now, and I am not kidding. They're bringing this marketing campaign right to us. And by us, I mean all of us right here listening to this show. Because they know they've got us. And when they put these little images, these little snippets on our TV, they're like, oh, I got to be there. Like, I know that little girl's watching Frozen Ever After. I know that dad's floating around in the big blue pool. And guess what? They know that we know that if he dips his ears below the surface of the water, there's music playing underwater in that pool. Oh, no, we're the only ones that know that. Like noobs, they don't know that. They just think he's just floating in a hotel pool. No. We know what pool that is, and we know that there's music playing below the surface of the water. We know that if he walks right across the Generation Gap Bridge, he can get a tie-dye cheesecake. We know this stuff. You know that. I know that. And you know that I'm getting ready to introduce Ricky. Because she's from themouseforless.com and DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. How smooth was that, Ricky? What's up?
I have no words.
I'm good at this. Look at that. I didn't know where I was going with it, but I brought it in like a smooth landing.
Sure.
I tried.
It was a landing of some sort. With that. I am actually looking forward to tonight because I get a date night with Brian tonight. So, I am very excited to have a lovely evening and we're going to, celebrate, his hotel. So that's a good thing. So I get to get all dressed up and the theme is masquerade ball and, it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm excited about tonight. Date night. Woo, woo.
Super excited for you. Now, does this count as date night? Because every Friday night here at our house is exactly the same. We have El Azteca. We split fajitas. We come back home. This time of the year, we'll watch a Cardinals game. And then at 9 o'clock, I'll wrap up my work And then we'll go to Dairy Queen with Riley, and I'll get a peanut butter parfait, or sometimes I'll get the Oreo cupfection. Sometimes I deviate. Pam will get a peanut butter cup blizzard, and we'll come back and eat it, and that'll be our Friday night. But I mean, we sit in the love seat together.
Oh, there you go.
Is that date night? I mean,
it can be, but my date night is without Lucy, so I will not have.
Well, we're without Mallory because now she has her own car. We never see her anymore, and she has her own job. She has her own car. Like, she's MIA all the time.
So mine is Sans 13-month-old. Yeah. So
or is it Sans 16-year-old? I mean,
yeah.
It's amazing. Once they get their own car, you just never see them.
Hey, you know what? That's the dream. I thought so.
Apparently, all right. Pam Forrester knows she's going through the magic for less travel. It's like the genie, like poof, gone.
It is. Yeah,
speaking of poof, that we watch On Patrol Live. That's one of their main sponsors. Is this little squirty stuff?
The poof.
The guy sprays it in his mouth. It freaks me out every time. He's like, wah. I'm like, gag. Okay, anyway, go ahead, Pam. I'm sorry.
We have date night often, actually, but we do different things all the time. Like, there's no standard. But yeah, the past couple of years, our travel schedule has been crazy. So we have like date weeks, it seems like. But yeah, no, it's good. It's all, you know, I think it's fun to do, you know, stuff without your kids and with your kids both.
It is.
So. It's a good thing.
I mean, I'm looking forward to our cruise. It's in about 81 days. I mean, that'll be 7 nights on the Fantasy of just my wife and I. I mean, Mallory and Paige will be there. But, you know, I mean, like here's what I'm excited about, Pam. And again, I've never had this happen on a cruise or anytime. We get on the ship on a Saturday and we don't have our first port day till Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
How awesome is that? 2 sea days to start.
You'll get to do a lot of fun stuff too, because they'll have tons of activities and stuff like that for you. So we recently went on a cruise with Hannah. We were on a Royal Caribbean ship and we had a sea day and then we had a Nassau day too. So, which is sort of like another sea day for us. So we actually spent a lot of time, you know, on that ship, exploring that ship, doing all the things on that ship. And it was fun. We really had a good time. It's so weird, though, I think, as you become a travel advisor, one of the things is every time you travel, it's really hard to get out of that space where you're constantly looking for things that, like, you can tell your guests or looking for things to report to the team or whatnot. You sort of take on, it's like a different eye with that. And it's not that it's not as fun. It's just different. It's hard to get out of that mode and really sort of focus on what you're doing. But you're going to have a great time on the 7-night cruise because I think there's nothing more relaxing than that.
Well, too, in the Fantasy, I mean, I've only been on her once, but she is, I think, from the times I've been on her, she's my favorite ship. Like, I just love the Fantasy. I mean, it was a podcast cruise. We did a 7-night cruise. I think that's why I like it the most, because like we had the longest podcast cruise on it. And I look back at the pictures of that one. That one was wild because we had 7 nights. I mean, it was crazy. We went to the Caribbean. Right. We ended up the Margaritaville day. We were in the pool with a guy from REO Speedwagon.
We were.
I mean, I don't know how that happened, but we were in the pool with a guy from REO Speedwagon. We all had clocks. Anyway. Like, I can't wait. I don't know if that's going to happen. We're not even going to Margaret. We're not even going to the Western. If
what?
We go to the Western,
how could you not do that?
Oh my God.
I don't know how it happened. But the guy could have been just making it up too. He could have just been a really old dude that liked classic rock. I don't possibly.
Truth.
Totally could have been lying to us. We would not have known. But
The clocks made it impossible for us to determine that.
Yes, absolutely. The clocks and the blenders. But the thing was, I mean, we got pictures, but again, who's going to verify that? I don't know. But here's the thing. Like, I'm just excited because we've never been to the Eastern Caribbean, and I've been doing, like, watching all the vlogs and stuff. You know, anybody that's got any kind of footage on YouTube, I mean, just looks
beautiful.
Oh, my gosh, it looks so beautiful. And I can't wait to ride. Like, there's, like, a kind of a sketch little, like, Skyliner thing in St. Thomas to, like, this bar and grill at the top of the hill. Oh, that's I can't wait to do that. It looks like so Ricky would know what I'm talking about. It kind of looks like a Fast Eddie's. At the top of this bar, the top of the mountain there, where you got to take like a Skyliner up there. Like,
you need to snorkel.
Awesome.
I know you don't snorkel.
I can't. I can't breathe underwater. Like, it's unnatural. Like, so real quick story, then we're going to get into today's podcast because we got to get to it. So when I was an instructor at Space Camp, right? Okay, so I shouldn't even tell this story, but I will because I love you guys. I really shouldn't tell the story, but I will. So I taught one of my classes. I got to teach the advanced Space Camp for Educators class because I don't know why I got this class, but I got the one group that was the advanced Space Camp for Educators class. So it was like the highest level class of the teachers, right? For international class. So I had like the best of the best class for the week. So we go through like all the hardest like stuff for the week. And one of the things they got to do for their EVA, for their extravehicular activity, was that they got to go into the tank. So Space Camp down in Huntsville, they have a 35-foot like diving tank where you put on the scuba gear and like you can go down to 35 feet and like scuba dive. And then at the bottom of the tank, you build like this, you know, apparatus like you're in space. It's like the neutral buoyancy tank they have in Houston. They actually have one in Marshall Space Flight Center too. They used to. They just took it out. Anyway. So they asked me, Mike, do you want to go in with them? And so I can't swim that way. I'm not a good swimmer in the first place. You don't really have to swim to scuba dive, though, so it doesn't matter. But here's the thing. They told you, if you have asthma, you should never scuba dive. And so you got to take this class, right, before you're allowed to go into they call it the tank. So I'm sitting through this class. It's like an hour long with all my teachers. And they show you, like, x-rays of lungs and stuff, like if you hold your breath or if you have asthma and like of like exploding lungs. And so like I lied and I didn't say that I had asthma. I have asthma. So I lie, right? So I tell them, oh no, I'm good. I'm good. So the whole time I'm like, I shouldn't have lied. I should have told them I had asthma. So dude, they put all the gear on me, dude. I got the wetsuit on. I got these big old heavy tanks. I got these tubes in my mouth and they put me in the water. And as soon as like I got like where my face was like level with the water, I was like, I can't do this. I can't do it. I lied. I have asthma. I freaked out. I couldn't do it. They're like, are you kidding me? The instructor was not happy. Because I mean, like I was the instructor, but of course they had like scuba instructors that like, you know, drop you in the water. Like, so at that point I was just the leader of my team and I felt like an idiot. But I was like, I can't. Because they tell you it'll kill you. And the whole thing is they tell you about the bends, right? Like they're like, dude, if last thing, when you're at the bottom, don't freak out and like start swimming for the top. They're like, you will get these bends, and like it'll be like every muscle in your body will lock up because like the your blood will boil. I'm like, oh my god, what if I get down there and I freak out and my blood starts boiling? Because there's windows, like these kids at Space Camp, while they're eating dinner, they can look in the sides and like watch everything that's going on. Like I'll be the entertainment, like for dinner tonight. Like everybody will watch this Space Camp instructor freak out, start swimming for the top. He starts freaking out because he gets the bends halfway up and can't get there. They have to bring in five instructors to bring him out. He goes out on a gurney. I couldn't do it, but that's my story. So that's why I don't scuba dive or I don't even snorkel. I don't play with it.
But yeah, I was going to say
snorkeling is very different than scuba diving. Very, very different.
I'm traumatized.
You're on top of the water. You're fine.
I'm just that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. It freaked me out. I had the whole.
I need to fly down and take your girl snorkeling.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's why I let Mallory scuba with or snorkel with you. So anyway, let's do the show. But that's you just saw behind the scenes.
But we learned that terror. Mike is a liar. First,
right?
Of all.
You sure did.
I wanted to be there with my team. I really wanted to get in there because my team was egging me on. They're like, Mike, dude, you'll be fine. You'll be because you know teachers are not. Teachers over summer break are not good influences. I will say that. Like, teachers are great people, but these teachers were all like, dude, just do it. They're teachers.
It's like teachers gone wild.
It was. They're like, dude, just Mike, you're going to be fine. Just get in. I was like, okay, fine. I will. Because, you know, we're all like a group here. We're a team. And then I was like, I can't. I'll go get down there. I'm going to freak out and I'm going to die. So anyway, here, you know, I won't get the bends. Okay, so let's do this. What we're going to do is, like that commercial, like I talked about, right now.
This show is so far off the rails.
Yeah,
we are heading to a different town.
Absolutely.
We have lost cars. The caboose is gone.
It's way gone.
It is.
I'm just glad I don't have the bends right now, because that sounds super painful, and I don't want the bends.
And awkward.
And I'm glad there's no water anywhere near me. So thank you. Okay. But I'm getting ready to go on a cruise. And guess what? I'm not scuba diving. Okay. So, well, I'm going to start off with one right now. Okay.
Okay. So, okay. Sure.
And I'm going on a cruise ship. Why not? So right now, this is going to be me in just a little bit. And so this is a visualization, just so that if you're taking a walk or if don't close your eyes if you're driving, please, for the love of God. Right now, somebody is sitting on the Disney Fantasy on deck four.
Thinking starboard.
Nope. Deck four starboard, which if you've never been on a Disney Cruise Line ship, that's the deck that has the walking deck, the running path. They're sitting on one of the blue loungers, just looking out over the ocean. It's sunset. Just taking it all in. They don't have to worry about work. They don't have to worry about school. They have nothing on their agenda but sitting on this comfortable lounger, looking out over the ocean, and you can hear that water lapping up against the side of the ship right there. Just kind of, it makes almost like a comfortable hiss. It's like a sss, sss. It's not a snake, but if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. But right now, somebody's on the Disney Fantasy starboard side, deck four, blue lounge chair, looking out and just taking it all in. Nothing better to do with their day but just enjoying the day. All right, that's my kickoff. That's where I'm going to be doing that soon. All right, Ricky, I'll let you take. Somewhere at the Disney parks or on a cruise ship, what is somebody doing right now at this moment?
Oh, do I finally get to go?
Sorry,
oh,
okay, I mean, unless cool. You have some traumatic event. I mean, I pretty much, that was my like laying on the couch moment for today, but go ahead.
Oh my goodness. All right, well, now that we're 20 minutes into the show.
Sorry, cool. And this is gonna be a short one, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, so, you know, obviously we were just in Walt Disney World. So a lot of my right now in Walt Disney World are going to be things that we just kind of experienced because they were so great. And we had such a relaxing time. So right now in Walt Disney World, there is somebody who has either a Starbucks coffee or a Joffrey's coffee or some sort of drink. And they are sitting under the canopy that is at the exit of Tower of Terror. And they are listening to the music of the Tower of Terror from, you know, that's coming from the attraction. And they are just actually chilling, relaxing, enjoying their drink, talking with their significant other, and just really having a nice time. This is usually the spot where a lot of people sit when they're waiting for their family members to get off the attraction. And Brian and I just found it kind of by accident. There's this cookie that they have at the exit of Tower of Terror at the Joffrey's. And it's a Tower of Terror, like themed cookie. And it was later in the day. So I was like, I'm sure this cookie is probably gone by now. And of course it was, but it's very elusive. I'm just saying, but since we were over there, it was very nice to just kind of sit under the canopy and relax with the coffee that we then had in our hands and just kind of hang out and talk. And it was magical.
I love these shows because I can picture that. Like right now, literally somebody probably is sitting in that exact location because the parks are so busy and probably just like taking it in with the golfers.
The park was busy and we were like, we're just enjoying our time there because we knew that the parks are busy and we're just like, might as well sit here and drink a coffee and just enjoy our time together.
Best times. All right, Pam, give us I love this because the visualization pops directly into my head.
Yeah, I agree. So right now, and this is what I would probably be doing, someone is getting ready to walk in to Narcoosie's to have dinner tonight. What has happened is they spent a great day in the parks, right? They had a good time, or maybe they were by the pool or did all those things. And then at some point they're like, well, we have dinner tonight around 7:15. We need to go back, sort of get cleaned up, change our clothes, head over to the Grand Floridian. And go to dinner, and you sort of park the car or take transportation over there. You walk in through the lobby, you hear the piano player or see whatever sights are going on at the Grand Floridian, and you walk through that lobby and out the back door, and you go past one of my favorite pools on Disney property, which is that main pool there at the Grand Floridian. You can hear the music, and that pool, they always have sort of a themed music, right? It's themed to the Grand Floridian. You can always hear it. You can hear, it has sort of little bubblers, you know, and you can hear those, and you can hear kids, you know, having a good time. And you're starting to walk back towards the back of the resort there. And you can start to smell Narcoosie's at some point, right? You can like you get that smell, like you can smell a steak cooking or smell, you know, something cooking, and you walk in, open the door there, and you're greeted there by the staff there, and it's just, you know, that you're in for like a good night. And I can picture that. I've done it so many times. It's just each part of it, you know, I enjoy each part of it, just like getting there. It just feels like, I don't know, really comfortable because I've done it so many times.
I love that you gave it like time and place too, because like you've had a fun day in the park, you're getting ready to have a great meal. It's a transitional time of your day, right? You're moving from one part of the day to the next. And that happens on every vacation, every day of your vacation.
It does. It does. New adventures for sure.
All right, so I'm going to go out to the West Coast. I'm going to Disneyland, and right now, Walt Disney World, somebody, and this is where I would like to be. Is that what I said?
You
said Disney World.
Oh, Disney World. It's fine.
Duh, it's been a day. Disneyland, somebody, and this is where I'd like to be, is sitting at my table at Harbor Galley in Disneyland Park. Which Harbor Galley, if you don't know, it's a counter service location right there in New Orleans. It's right there on the Rivers of America. It's across there from Haunted Mansion, kind of by catty corner from Pirates. And it's just got, it's got a lot going on. So what I'm hoping that they're sitting there right now with one of those bowls of clam chowder, because they serve that there. Now, hopefully they also grabbed those cookies that are all the rave, the chocolate chip cookies, which I have not had yet. They were kind of like, I noticed them when I was out there in January, and I was like, I should have got them, but they've become like all the rave since, all the rage. But that's a great location to sit because you get to see everything happening on the Rivers of America. Now, I'd like to do this around dinner time. For me, dinner time is about 4 o'clock. For most people, it's like 6.
An old man. Yeah.
So maybe around, you know, that transitional time of the day, you know, it's, you know, dinner time, whatever that is. But, you know, the boats, everything's still happening on the Rivers of America. You got people still doing the canoes. Canoes are still going. Because I think that's so fun. Like, that is one of those things that, it's just fun to see guests doing the canoes at Disneyland. I still can't believe that that happens. You know, and then you got the sailing ship Columbia out there and the Mark Twain. Like, it's a busy river at Disneyland. It's fun to watch to your left as you're snacking there. But also you got the hustle and bustle of New Orleans Square to your right. Of course, Haunted Mansion's closed right now, but under normal circumstances, it would be open. You see the queue for Pirates. You got, you know, just that walkway there going on. And of course, shortly you'll have, you know, Fantasmic getting ready to take place here in late May. But it's a great location there. And of course, you know, Tiana's Bayou Adventure will be just right over the hill here shortly too, as well. So I think it's a kind of an underrated little counter service location to sit and just kind of people watch. And so right now, think about it. There's people sitting there right now, just taking it all in. If you want a people watch, that's one of the best spots at Disneyland, I think. So there you go.
Yeah, that's a good location. It really is. And it's, you really feel like you're sort of in the middle of it all right there. You can, you know, you can hear New Orleans Square is right there. You can see Frontierland. You can hear Big Thunder. Mm-hmm. All of that is happening around you, and you can hear the Haunted Mansion too. Yep. All the sound effects that come from there. So yeah, I love that area.
Yeah, I called my wife from there in January when Haunted Mansion Holiday was going on, and she's like, what is that?
I
was
yes.
Like, that's Haunted Mansion in the background. She's like, that's pretty cool. I was like, I know, this is the greatest spot ever. I was like, I'm sitting here eating I'm eating clam chowder off a bread bowl. I was like, I'm living my best life. It's the best. And it was just like, it was kind of a little nippy that night. I mean, I was, you know, outside, and I was right on the river and eating clam chowder on a nippy night out of a bread bowl. I was like, God, I've died and gone to heaven because I love clam chowder. Oh, yeah. I was like, this is the best. All right, Ricky, give us another.
All right, again, another one that I just kind of experienced. So right now at Walt Disney World, someone is getting ready for their dinner reservation at Sanaa, but they get to Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge a little bit early so that they can take in the fantastic savannah that's there at the resort. They can go out there and look at the animals as they're eating their dinner for the night. And it's really fun to, you know, see the different animals that we only saw wildebeest this last time, but, you know, some times we've seen giraffes and things like that. So that's kind of a really cool experience. And then you still have a little bit of extra time. So you make your way to the community hall and you go and you play a game of pool. Maybe you play a game of Mancala, which again are two things that we did. And just really enjoy the time that you have together as a family, because these are things that you don't necessarily do when you're at home. But when you're on vacation and you have time to just sit back and relax, you can do these kind of family activities together.
I played Mancala so much with my gifted students all the time. That was the game.
I hadn't played it in probably 15 years, maybe a little bit longer than that. We used to play it all the time when we lived back home in St. Louis. We would sit on the back porch. My friends and I would hang out and just, you know, play Mancala and play card games and stuff like that and just enjoy our time together. So I had, and I was dating Brian at the time, so like it's definitely been a hot minute. But yeah, it was really good to just go back and play the game. I actually had to relearn how to play because I'm like, okay, I know it involves dropping these
pebbles
in the different ones. But
across the way and grab your opponent's stones.
It's just nice to, you know, be able to have that, you know, kind of time together when you don't normally do that on a daily basis. So, you know, sometime somebody is bonding with their family again in a fun, unique way where they're playing board games and pool and, you know, stuff like that.
Somebody's doing that right now. I mean, think about it right now. Somebody's probably sitting there doing that. That's a cool thing. It's what I love about when people ask, well, why do you like Walt Disney World? Because I like thinking about that. Like right now, as I'm sitting back in St. Louis, this stuff's happening down there right now for somebody. Like,
yeah, it is.
It's nonstop. All right, Pam, give us another.
So right now, someone is walking into Epcot because they have park hopped and they want to see the nighttime show at Epcot, Luminous, that night. Mm-hmm. So they're going to get in there. They thought since Flower and Garden was still going on, they'd take advantage to grab a couple of snacks from the booths, right? And walk around World Showcase. And at some point, they're going to find a great place to watch the show and sort of hang out, maybe get send someone to get snacks for them. Be the runner, be the snack runner, right? Once you picked out a great spot from which to hear it. But as they're walking through World Showcase, they're also going to hear the different entertainment. They're going to smell all the different food. They're going to stop at a shop here and there. I think that's what makes me like the World Showcase so much and Epcot so much. It's just there's so much variety. You can just do so many different things. And I love that they have a show now to end the night. And I mean, they've always had a show, but I think for a while, people didn't love Harmonious and you had Epcot Forever. And now you have Luminous, which I think everyone has sort of agreed is a good show and they enjoy seeing it. So they get to do that. And it's just sort of the icing on a great day at Epcot.
Yeah, it kind of brings it all together, kind of a thematic.
It does. And it does. It really has, like, I think those feelings that Epcot, you know, that Walt wanted to bring to Epcot too. Just this whole, we're together, we're doing this together, we're one world kind of thing. So, love that.
Here's mine. And I love seeing this. And I know this is happening right now because it has to because it's a, you know, nonstop cycle. So right now over at All Star Sports, I'm just picking any resort, but I'm picturing in my mind's eye All Star Sports. There's a family pulling in. They're in a minivan, say license plates from Indiana. Just picking any state. Family pops out, young family, little girl dragging her suitcase, little bitty suitcase, Minnie Mouse on it. Very first vacation to Walt Disney World. She's dragging that sucker in. They're going into the main check-in area. They're standing there. They get to the check-in desk. They're meeting the cast member for the first time. This is their first Walt Disney World vacation. They're getting their little pins. They talk to the cast member. Cast member gives them their pins. Little girl couldn't be happier. Little brother, maybe a couple years older. He's excited. They get a little Mickey sticker. He puts it on himself. Mom and dad are kind of so excited because, you know, they've waited forever for this vacation. They've seen the commercials. They don't know what they're doing. Think about this. We've all been there. This is their first time. They're unsure about how this is all going to go about. They don't know the tricks. They don't listen to podcasts. They don't go on vlogs. They don't go on message boards, but they're at Walt Disney World. They just know this is what they want to do. They want to come down here and have a good time. So they're at the check-in desk. Kids, little girl's got the suitcase. She's got the button. The little boy's got a sticker. He's all wild, crazy. They're walking. So now they get the room assignment. They got the little map. They don't know where they're going, but they got a map. Probably be 30 minutes before they find the room because they don't know where they're going. They walk past the store and the food court. Oh, my gosh, how cool is this? You know, they see all that. But then they get out and they see the pool. Have you not seen this family? Okay, are you visualizing with me, everybody? Have 100%. You not seen this family? They're like losing their minds, right? They're at All-Star Sports. They're not at the Polynesian. They're not at Animal Kingdom Lodge. They're not at the Wilderness Lodge. They're not at the Beach Club. They're at All-Star Sports, and it's still amazing. I think sometimes as Disney fans, we forget this. There's magic at every Walt Disney World Resort. This family is having the time of their life already. Have they been to the Magic Kingdom? No. Have they been to Epcot Studios, Animal Game? No. They're already in amazement just seeing the pool at All-Star Sports because they've arrived. You know, they're on vacation. The kids want to jump in the pool. They walk past the playground. Oh, my gosh, can we play at the playground? They get to the room. The kids are already staking out their beds. You know, they're wanting to get into their swimsuits. Mom and dad are like, no, we got to go over to... We want to go to Epcot tonight because, like Pam said, there's fireworks. We want to the Magic Kingdom because it's only 5 o'clock. We want to see, the fireworks there. We want to ride some rides. But, you know, we'll just leave it at that. But how many times have we seen that family on their first trip just wide-eyed? We know, and this is happening right now. Pick your resort, but I'm just picturing a family at All-Star Sports tonight. But, like... You could tell because that little bitty travel suitcase that probably only holds like a couple of Barbies. You know what I'm saying? It's just so she can have the experience. It doesn't probably hold any clothes. But, like, you know that they don't know what they're doing. But who cares? They're in their glory. Like, let them be in their glory. It doesn't matter. Like, Pam Forrester, is that not the best when you see that family? Like, I want to go back and be that family again for, like, a day, you know?
Agreed. I think it's... You know, I'm often reminded of the Walt Whitman quote, and of course it was again made famous by Ted Lasso, that you got to be curious and not judgmental. And I think as Disney fans, so often our minds are geared towards, I will utilize my time the most efficiently. I will never do this. I will always do this. I will arrive prepared. And golly, isn't there something really magical about a vacation where you don't have a schedule?
It's
you
bliss.
Don't have to worry about what it's you're bliss. Missing because you're doing something. Like for them, this is the best part. Like this is all that thing. And I really love seeing that. Like I often say to myself, that's not how you would do it, but that's okay. That's how they're doing it. Mm-hmm. And there's just something about vacation, and that's different for every person. Like, I hate to hear people say, well, I'm going to take a pool day. Oh, you're wasting a day. What do you mean you're wasting a day?
You're not.
I read 3 books today by the pool. I had a really good drink. I took a nap. This sounds like vacation to me, but just like the description that you brought up there, it was like that family is living their best life. And I like that. Sometimes it would be nice to go back and not know what you know.
I mean, they're going to make 10 mistakes by our account, you know, like by the questions we get every Wednesday, like, oh yeah, you're not efficient, but you know what? Efficiency, there's a time and a place for efficiency. You know, we want you to be efficient, not waste your time because time's money. We say that. We've said that 1,000 times on this show, right. Time's money on Disney vacation, but not for this family. Not today. Mm-mm. Not today. Let them make their mistakes. Yeah. Because let them make their memories. You know
They'll
what I'm
have
saying?
A great time doing it.
Absolutely. Because it was so much. Ricky, I mean, you're up next. You got your last one here. But, I mean, isn't it awesome seeing that family just kind of just like, we don't know what we're doing. It's great.
It is. Because, you know, at one point or another, we were all
That was
there,
us.
So.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally.
So.
Yeah,
it may have been a while, but
yeah, it's been a lot of minutes
for that.
Yes,
but we were all there at one point.
Yes.
So, okay. So my last one again is something that we experienced this weekend, and I think you'll notice like a trend in all of my things. It's all about kind of stopping and smelling the roses and all of the things that I've mentioned. So you're walking through Frontierland, you smell the popcorn, and you're like, oh my goodness, I've got to get that. Because that's always how it is when you smell Disney popcorn, is like, you may have just eaten, it's kind of like when you go to the movie theaters, you may have just eaten an entire meal, and then you smell Disney popcorn, and you're like, well, I'm going to have to get some of that. So you end up getting a carton of popcorn, and you're shoveling it in your mouth as you're walking through Frontierland, because again, as one does, you don't eat popcorn, you know, gingerly. You literally grab a handful and shove it in your mouth.
Scoop.
Yeah, exactly. And you realize maybe instead of walking and dropping half the popcorn on the ground, maybe I should sit down because I'm literally spilling all the popcorn I just paid for. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to sit down. And so you sit down in Frontierland, kind of by Country Bear Jamboree, and then all of a sudden you hear music, and you're like, what on earth is going on? It is not a parade, friends. It is instead a Frontierland hoedown, which you were not expecting to experience. But out comes a Chip and Dale, Horse Collar, Clara Brow Cow, a couple of the Country Bear Jamboree characters. I know Big Al is one of them. And you just watch as they do line dances and the hokey pokey and just have a good time. And you watch all these families and kids and everybody just come out of the woodwork to dance with the characters and enjoy. And you're just sitting there enjoying your popcorn watching. It literally is. You're just eating popcorn while you're being entertained. So that's another one of the things that just happened to us.
I hope that's happening for somebody right now.
I hope it's happening for somebody too, because it sure surprised us. We were like, hey, what's going on?
That is
cool. It was so fun though.
That's awesome. The Frontierland Hoedown.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the official name, but that's what I'm calling it. So
it always is like a hoedown.
It is. So that's what I'm like. I think it's gotta be like the Frontierland Hoedown. I mean, that's gotta be what it is.
Yeah, that's cool, because Country Bears is kind of in transition right now, so they could have, you know, a little interaction out there to kind of fill in.
Country Bears is down.
I mean, they're gonna start singing Garth Brooks.
Stop it right now.
All right, Pam, bring us home, Pam Forrester, bring us home.
All right, so right now, and I took this assignment very literally, because But right now, someone is going to their Walt Disney Resort campfire.
Yes!
Get together. They're going to roast some marshmallows on Mickey Mouse himself, because he gives them out for free there.
Nice.
They may spring for the s'mores kit, though, I will say.
Don't be cheap. Go for it. Get the kit. Right? Yes.
Exactly. And then after they're done with that, they're going to head over to the location for Movie Under the Stars. And they're going to see one of the Disney movies. They might have seen it 100 times. When we were there, I can't remember. We saw a couple different ones, but they're all ones we had seen. But it was just so fun to be outside enjoying the beautiful, beautiful weather, seeing the screen and whatnot, watching some of the kids who go off the rails inevitably at some point. Mom and Dad are losing their hair, and Steve and I by ourselves, we got to sit back and watch from afar as parents chase children. There was two brothers that I think were beating the crap out of each other.
It's glorious when it's not your kids. You're just like, oh.
Whatever. I don't even know where Mom and Dad were for those two. I was like, they were kind of doing it playfully, but kind of was worried there might be a little injury. I'm like, am I going to have to step in here or not? But no, they were okay. They worked it out. So anyways, but it's just like one of those really cool, fun activities at a Disney resort. And another bit of magic that you can find outside the parks when you're staying at one of the Disney resorts. And it makes things like that make it totally worth it for me.
You're like, don't make me go into Crockett's Tavern and find your parents.
That's right. I'm going to drag your parents out of the lounge.
It's like at the bowling, alley back in the day or something.
Exactly. 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 But yeah,
mercy me.
That's a good time.
That is good. Well, hey, we're going to wrap it there, but hopefully we kind of took you on a little visual vacation to the Disney parks, ships, and just, you know, something fun here on a Friday. But here's where we're going to continue this. Couple places. Come over to the BOGP Clubhouse right now. It's brguestpodcast.com/Discord. If you haven't been there already, come on over. It's like a 24/7 live chat room/message board. And we're going to have a thread there and add your little situation. What's happening right now at Walt Disney World? What pops into your head that you would just love to see? And just add that. We'll continue the thread. We'll all have fun with that here on a Friday. And then Sunday night, Scott's going to join me, and this topic will be on the table. So give us a call and add your visualization of what's happening right now at a Disney destination. We'd love to have your two cents on that as well. Don't forget, our show is brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan an amazing Disney adventure, whether it's Disney Cruise Line, Walt Disney World, Disneyland, even Adventures by Disney. Just swing by the website over at themagicforless.com this weekend. Check out all the specials. And you'll see that it costs nothing extra to book with the Magic for Less. You're going to get first-class service each and every time. So just that's all there is. Just check it out over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. We really appreciate that. And thank you to our Patreon supporters. You guys are the best. Thanks again for that. And you can support us just $5 a month, and you get our bonus show. It's called Mike in the Midwest. Come on over to patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Give us a follow on the social media. I'm at brguestmike. Ricky's at Ricky Nibs, RickiNibs. Pam's at TMFLT Pam. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads. And again, Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. Give us a call. We'll be on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch for the BOGP Open Line. And between them, we'll catch you over in the clubhouse. All right, you guys have a great weekend. We are going to jump out of here, but we'll be back again with you on Sunday night. So until then, you guys stay safe, stay healthy. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.